Hi, I'm Alan Carrington and welcome to my journey. This podcast episode is the first in a series which will follow my progress across the USA in January and February of 2012. I'm visiting universities and colleges and talking to them about their graduate attributes and how they use e-learning methods and technologies. And I've been interested in this connection between attributes or values or qualities and the use of e-learning and technology for a long time. The question I've often asked teachers at the University of Adelaide and beyond is this: what do your graduates look like? And for example, when once I asked a teacher in the School of Nursing here at the University of Adelaide what an excellent perioperative nurse looked like, when they graduated from their program, it set off some very interesting thinking and research and some major rethinking in a lot of areas. And one of the conclusions that had huge implications was that the only way an excellent perioperative nurse could be measured, if that's the right word, was to wait until 18 months after they graduated. If that line of thinking was followed, it meant that new strategic partnerships were with industry would be needed. He even began developing a type of rubric which identified criteria and mapped it to the university's attributes. As I planned this trip, a hypothesis of testing clarified in my head. It is that Christian universities would be very concerned about their graduate attributes. That is, how their values were being manifested in their graduates. They would be interested in and hopefully actively using any learning and teaching method and technology that could be used to support their attributes. So I thought maybe a collaboration might be beneficial to all concerned. So literally tomorrow I leave for 3 weeks on the road and travel to 7 universities and colleges across the US mainland to test my hypothesis and gather knowledge and hopefully give as much as I get in return. I start in San Francisco, then to Los Angeles in California, followed by Minneapolis, Minnesota, then a weekend in Miami. Well, a weekend in Miami. Well, someone's got to do that, right? And then finally onto a university in Lynchburg, Virginia. You know, our e-learning team here at the University of Adelaide has done some work on how e-learning can be used to support Adelaide's graduate attributes, and the work is just beginning. In the blog entry that supports this podcast episode is a link to a preliminary mapping of how various e-learning strategies and tools might support a published attribute of the university. There's a huge, huge opportunity here for all universities and they to start this mapping. Maybe there will come out of this trip a collaborative effort for research. By the way, Richard Morris, a mate and colleague, is travelling with me for the large part of the trip. Richard is Director of Missions Aviation Fellowship Learning Technologies, or MAFLT, which has as its focus learning and teaching support in the majority world. Richard's perspective will be very valuable to ensure a focus is global and we will help students who not only come from what used to be called developing countries to such countries in the West like the USA and Australia for education, but help them make a difference to their world, where they live, the majority world. And as we travel and meet learning and teaching professionals, Richard and I will reflect together, challenge each other's thinking, and hopefully push the learning and teaching envelope. Please join us by subscribing to this podcast on Audioboo, and also subscribe to the blog. I will also be using Twitter and by using hashtag USTrip2012, one word, that's USTrip2012. And of course, you can follow me with Alan ADL. That's one word, A-L-L-A-N-A-D-L. Thanks for listening and welcome to the adventure.